In 1917, it came into the hands of the British mandate. The then Foreign Minister of British Empire, Lord Balfour, gave the promise of His Majesty the King to establish a state for the Jews in the Holy Land. That was the very famous promise which was made to the Jews in 1917. The date this mandate came to an end, in 30 years' time, in 1947, Israel was established. The promise was fulfilled. Though it was established with resolutions of UNO, United Nations, but that resolution says very clearly that in Palestine there should be two states. One state which is Israel, with 54% of land. One state which is for Palestine, which is 45% of land. And 1% is for Jerusalem, which should be independent. That resolution was implemented only for the Jews, not for the Palestinians. They did not get their state at all. That time, they are supposed to get 45% of the land. Palestine, which is 27,000 square kilometers area, they are supposed to get 45% of it, but they did not get it. In the establishment of Israel, number 7 is very important. How, in 1897, the Zionist movement started and they got their first meeting in Basel in Switzerland, where Theodor Herzl proposed the idea of Israel in 1897. 10 years after, in 1907, the Jews started migrating to Palestine. 10 years later, in 1917, the promise by Balfour was given to establish a land for the Jews. In 1927, the land which should become Israel was measured and its boundaries were given at that time. That was in 1927. In 1937, the Jews started arming themselves, and they made an army of them. And that army got a greater contribution towards establishing the state, because they were combating Palestinians wherever they are found. In 1947, the resolutions of UNO to establish Israel. In 1957, Israel has captured a town or a small port known as Umm Rashrash, and they named it Eilat. That is the port of Eilat, which was in the hands of Israel at that time. In 1967, the War of Sinai was done, in which Israel has taken the whole Sinai Peninsula. In 1977, Camp David's agreement was done. In 1987, Israel became a nuclear power. In 1997, Netanyahu, he has presented the model of the Temple of Solomon, Mujassam, the model of Temple of Solomon to be erected once again. That is in 1997, and the Jews have given this covenant to bring 6 million stones, 6 million bricks to erect this Temple of Solomon. They started collecting it, just like Hindus have done in India to make their temple in the place of Masjid, known as Masjid Babri. So see, the number seven is very important in Jewish history. According to the Jewish history, the whole world is 7 days.